Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory, glory.
Glory to God. Oh, come on now. Give the Lord a hand clap. Give the Lord a praise up in here. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And right now, you know, we're going to go around and we're going to tell
thank
some folks
that
we love with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greet somebody. Tell somebody you haven't met or haven't seen in a while. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
that you love them and God loves them too. Right now, as you play this music, because we're going to play another tune. We're going to play this tune. Y'all are on time today.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, we got to get past the peaches up in here to give us the housekeeping suggestions. But Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question before you give the housekeeping suggestion. Can I ask you a question?
Hopefully it's an easy one.
Oh, this will be real easy. What is the shortest verse in the Bible?
Jesus wept.
Oh, now this is a real good one. Where's the sound? What's the address?
St. John 1135.
Woo! Yay. Amen. Well, but that's why it's a I've got to keep you up for that. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Because everybody knows Jesus well,
and
they don't know the address.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Peaches, I think you've been talking about this in your time away from service. God bless you real quick.
Hallelujah.
Can we have the housekeeping suggestions?
Hallelujah. Hopefully everybody brought their Bibles.
Yeah.
You out there in radio land, take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Your composition notebook. You want to write down all these scriptures the pastor has. Hallelujah. Take out your ink pens, your pencils, your highlighters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's good to have something to take notes on and take notes with, because you never know when God's going to drop something.
Hallelujah.
And you don't want to forget it. Hallelujah. Take out your communion element.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God may drop somebody in your spirit that he wants you to stand proxy for.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Write down those names.
Hallelujah.
For communion is the meal
that
kills. Yes. Hallelujah. You may know somebody that needs a breakthrough.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't let go of those names and those people that you met during this past season. Hallelujah. If they haven't come to the Lord yet, you still want to hold on to their names and believe God for them.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget to even write down those names of your family members that are standing in need of prayer. Hallelujah. The children, the grandchildren, the ones you see, the ones you don't see, the ones you want to see. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're in a new year, a new month. Don't forget to review those alarms and your calendars. 7 a.m. in the morning, our praise and worship. We have a glorious time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, and then on Tuesdays, the Institute of Biblical Learning, our Bible school right now. Hallelujah. Bible study. In February starts the third semester of Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. If you want to know more about that, contact us. Wednesdays, our midweek victory service, and Sundays, 3 o'clock, our international service. Hallelujah. Heard even on the other side of the world.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless you all over there. Yes. Hallelujah. We just believe in God for great and mighty things. And don't forget to, when you have a chance, go to the church's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the church's mission and vision is, and also this is the church's GoFundMe page. We're believing God for a building.
Yes.
So with the large sanctuary in it, large rooms that we can use as a child care center, offices, and we want the child care center to have its own separate entrance.
Yes.
And hallelujah. Y'all notice I'm speaking those things that we desire.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Large parking lot. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't be surprised when we say, oh, y'all, we're marching in. It's time to go. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, Habakkuk 2 said, to write the vision and make it plain.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that those that read it can run with it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, God. We believe in God for these things. We also want washing stations, places in every direction, every part of the city, the north, the east, the south, the west, so that the homeless be able to shower and change, and bless them with fresh clothing, and bless them, be able to feed them and minister to them. We believe in God for these things. Hallelujah. The homeless are out there, and they're hungry.
Yes.
Not just something for their belly, but their souls are hungry.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We want to be able to minister to them. also. Hallelujah. Don't forget, this month has a fifth Sunday. That is Minister to Your Family Sunday.
Hallelujah.
We will not have a live service here at the church, but you will be able to hear one from the archives. So tune in. You'll be able to hear one. But ask God, what can you do with the family on that Sunday? Hallelujah. Have fun with the family. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if you want more information about the Institute of Biblical Learning, hallelujah, please dial in the evenings or even send a text to 443-416-1201, and I will send you the information. Hallelujah, that's it. And I don't want you to forget, first, second, and third Sundays of the month is Good News Youth Club, where Elder Hughie Stevenson and Brother Malachi Rainey will be teaching the young people the word of God. Hallelujah. The young people of our city need the word. Hallelujah. Get them into some places with somebody that can teach them the word of God. They need to be armed with the word of God. And we are mandated by God to do it. Hallelujah. They need the word. Hallelujah. They are dying. And they need the word of God. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
And last week, we issued a challenge.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to deal with that challenge right now before we go any further.
Hallelujah.
And the challenge was to know, to articulate the names of the 66 books in the Bible in order, without making a mistake. Because there's an envelope on the wall. Sister Andy. Yeah, get that envelope off the wall and give it to Pastor Peter right now. Now, be careful. Don't stick Pastor Peter's finger with the pen. But you give her that. Okay, now, okay, great. Now, Pastor Peter, what's in that envelope?
Not in mine.
What is that? Ask somebody what that is.
It's an empty envelope.
It's an empty envelope.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what happened to the $100?
It's on my lap.
Oh. Oh, man, they closed the door, so nobody moved. Hallelujah.
$100 bill.
Okay. Now, before we go any further, I just want to know, is there any volunteer that want to go first?
AJ first.
Okay, now, you need to come up here. Was that the first one?
I don't see nobody. I put in the brother here, Jerry Tanger, turning around and look.
Okay.
But,
AJ?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. You need to give me your mic, don't you?
No.
He's got the radio program.
Oh, Lord.
Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Psalms of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Daniel.
Is that during this week there was a lot of folk
yes.
looking at the Bible.
Right.
And I visualize Jesus touching God Almighty, said, look at them. They're dealing with the Bible. They're trying to deal with what's in my word. You know?
Hallelujah.
So that's okay.
Hallelujah.
Look, look, I don't care how old you are or who you are. I don't care whether you're a member, a visitor, or whatever. If you can do it, you got it.
Yeah.
It's back up. Did Pastor Peach?
Yes, yeah, it's back up.
Did you put the 100?
Yes.
Did y'all see her put the $100 in there? Do I need to check that?
It's in there.
Okay.
It's in there.
I don't know. Just was checking.
Hallelujah.
And you know, praise the Lord.
He's the Lord. Wow. There's a time
to be here.
Anyone who takes a
prayer. The Bible says we give honor where honor is due.
Amen.
Daniel celebration. All in our minds. That there ought to be a sign. That we can set aside. So, just how much we value. And I think it would agree. What could be more perfectly than to have a world party on the day it came to be? Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday. I just never understood, maybe, how many got to do. Could not have a hated more. She said, a sad for recognition. Because it's never be. Just because one cannot be. But bring a clarity. That they make it become an illusion. And we all know everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We be honor him for his sacrifice.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Greater love has no man
to
give
Jesus.
Up his life.
Yes.
For a brother, for another.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I just need to ask y'all a question.
Yes.
There are five levels of knowledge. Anybody know those five levels of knowledge?
I did.
Is that Deacon AJ?
Yes, sir.
Now, somebody had the smelling salt. That's good. All right. Come on, Deacon AJ. What are the five levels of knowledge?
Learn knowledge. Reveal knowledge. Activity knowledge. Model knowledge.
Come on up here.
Hallelujah.
Come on down. You're the next winner. And hallelujah. The word is right. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, he is all the time.
Praise the Lord.
He's the
Lord. Sister Andrew, I know you were there for me that time.
Hallelujah.
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 Anybody in here know the seven pillars of wisdom?
I do.
All right, let me hear it now.
Can I read my notes? Can I look at my notes? I got to know by heart.
Yeah, you got to know this by heart because I've been talking about it for a long time now.
Anybody else know it? I passed.
It's time to know the seven pillars of wisdom. You're going to get blessed. Doubly, hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we're going to move on.
Amen.
At this time, we usually have the pastor's corner.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to turn the next part of this service over to Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's the pastor's corner.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. First thing I want to do is honor this man of God.
Ooh.
And I want to share a poem that he wrote, and it is entitled On Day One. On day one, he lifted me. On day one, he gifted me. I became a speaking spirit. His words of love I long to hear, and now I know just who I am. Not an afterthought or an also-ran. But I am a child of the Most High God, although my way can be sometimes hard. As I walk through life's trials and testing, I finally realize that I am the blessing. Yes, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I have the best of God if I can believe. There is no limit what God can do. What he has done for others, he will do for you. With arms wide open, he bids you come. Enter into the victory he has already won. Because on day one, he lifted me. On day one, he gifted me. Written by Earl Thomas Byrne through the Holy Spirit, January 12th, 2023. Hallelujah. Rest my time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I would like to, we want to play the speech. We want to. We want y'all to hear the recording. In honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, we want y'all to hear the recording. So I have a dream.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream was given on August 28, 1963. The words of Reverend King echoed long after his death in 68. This memorable day was in Washington, D.C., a hot afternoon, when he spoke before a crowd of 200,000 overlooking the reflecting pool from the Lincoln Memorial.
Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed, let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream. that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. That one day down in Alabama with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. That one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and our flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee." Sweet land of liberty of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California, but not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and mole hill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last." Free at last.
Thank you. We have some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. for I done been to the mountaintop. Like everyone, I like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he's allowed me to go up into the mountain. And I looked over and I seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want to let you know tonight that we as a people shall get to the promised land.
Thank you, God.
So I'm happy tonight. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand.
Hallelujah.
Lord, give him a hand. Those who were fortunate and really honored to live through those turbulent times, the glory and majesty of the Lord has descended upon us, and we stand as the reflection, the product of a holy dream. Holy efforts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prophetic utterances.
Thank you, Jesus.
And what's incumbent upon us now is to be prophetic in our conversations for the future. To not wallow in what the devil is doing because he's busy, because his time is short.
Yes.
But we need to describe and need to share what God is doing.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I just thank you, Pastor Peters, for allowing us to do this little tribute. Thank you so much.
Yes,
let's give the Lord a hand.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You know, somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on their mind.
Hallelujah.
They took a lot of time to pray for each and every one of you.
Thank you, Lord.
Prophet Cynthia,
yes.
Somebody prayed for you.
Thank you.
And your mama and your whole family.
Amen, amen, amen.
And if you got any cats and dogs, we prayed for them too.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
We don't leave nobody.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
I'm reminded that one day, in fact, probably a whole lot of days.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody prayed for a guy named Earl.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, he was a knucklehead.
Yeah.
He was a heathen.
Mm.
He was a drum major of the backsliders.
Mm.
But God.
But God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In fact, somebody, a whole lot of people prayed. They probably put down a couple of dishes, a couple of meals.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there might have been some folks did a 40-day fast because we got to change this boy. He just Lord have mercy. He was born in the church. Lord have mercy. Look at him now. Lord, save him.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him back. Lost sheep. Bring him back, Lord.
Thank you.
And guess what?
Thank
these fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous avail us
much. Yes. Thank you,
Jesus. We're going to pray for others right now.
Thank you, God.
We're going to put their names up to the atmosphere because when the praises go up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Angie. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You on the ball? Are you on the ball?
Hallelujah.
Yep.
He's just louder than everybody.
He inhabits the praise of his people. But I want you just for a few minutes.
Thank you, Jesus.
A minute. Start thinking about who you're going to put up
in that. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. We love you, Jesus. Oh, yes.
Yeah. needs of other people.
Yes.
Put them up in the atmosphere for that.
Yes.
Your friends, your family,
yes.
Your neighbors,
yes.
Even your enemies. The bully at the school. He needs Christ. The bully on the job.
Amen. Yes,
the
yes.
bully in the pulpit. Come on now.
Yes.
The bully on the deacon board.
Oh, Jesus.
The bully on the ministry board. The
Jesus.
Bully who's the director of the choir.
Jesus. Jesus.
We all need
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Begin to articulate. Name him right now in Jesus' name. Pastor Peach.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tiny, another Dominique, another Tavon, another Malachi, Xavier, Tavon, another Malachi, and Jonathan.
Another Tavon, another Kimberly, another Kimberly, and Tavon, another Tavon, another Tavon, and Earl, and another 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 Earl
Father. Go to them. Numano Ultra Microscopic Silica Volcano Canisius.
I just want to ask you another question. Like, what time is it? that's a disease of the lungs from inhaling silicone dust.
She did it again, y'all.
All right.
That's the answer, woman.
Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, since you answered that, we're going to ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
Time for Holy Communion.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And while we're getting ready for that,
hallelujah.
All those that brought their Bibles with them, a real tangible Bible, not one of the electronics, I need you to raise your hand. Not just once a month. not even just once a week. I want him to see the blood every day over my life. Because I know it's the goodness of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the meal that heals. We thank you, Lord God, for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless the Lord and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Our text on today, and I know that a lot of folks say, you really go through a whole lot doing Holy Communion. Well, I got something to ask you. Would you rather go through what I take you through or go through what Jesus went through? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
He could have come down off the cross. He could have called 10,000 angels to set him free. But he said, no, I got a job to do.
Thank you, Father.
That's right.
Thank you.
So what we do is underscore all of this. That's why we give you so many scriptures. Because this is a word church.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't want to learn and know the word, you go someplace else, okay?
Amen. 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 Amen.
But at this house of God,
yes.
We realize that life is an open book tab. And that book is the word of God.
That's right.
Yes,
thank
you, Jesus.
I heard a 4-year-old in a morning worship sing, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me.
Yeah. Stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
4 years old singing that song.
Amen.
My God.
Yeah.
So we thank God for this opportunity for Holy Communion. Our text on today, is, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In this text on today, it says to examine yourself. And ever since I was probably 4 years old, I can't say since I was a little boy. And I know somebody said he never was a little boy. He was born almost 15 pounds. He was never a little boy. He was 6 months old when he was born. That's all right. But when they would talk about Holy Communion, I would start examining myself.
Amen.
And we do that right now, and we say this.
Amen.
Father God,
Father,
we repent
yes.
of everything we
yes.
said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your
name.
Yes. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and
coldness,
as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We say that. Again, we examine ourselves. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us in the light of his word.
Thank you, God.
Isaiah 53:5 says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That was a prophetic word. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. I don't know who needs healing today, but you were healed. It's time for you to step into your healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get your book,
Coach. Thank you, God.
Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Somebody had to die that we may be saved. Jesus said, I'll do it. The Lamb of God which took away the sins of the world. Revelations 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Boy, you can close your eyes and do a visual of that. Somebody washing your sins. Some of them may have been a little bit. Some may have been a whole lot. You know, when you go to the laundromat, you got little washers. You got little bigger washers. And then you got great big washers. He washed all of our sins with his own blood. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through his blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you. And you. And you. And you. And me.
Thank you.
Thank you,
God. Thank you,
God.
Thank you for
hearing.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the text of today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For that you will shake you in the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Baruch Hashem Adonai.
Thank you, God.
Blessed be God the Lord.
Yes.
We're taking communion worthily because we rightly discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy chapter verse 19, he says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life. Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Amen. Thank
you. Psalms 118 verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the ways of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said. God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither a son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper which you was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. There's one thing you put above yourself is your word, Lord. Psalms 138:2 says so. Y'all need to remember those ancestors because you might hear it again. Hallelujah. On the same night, for which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he said, you can go. He broke it, and he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for your healing already. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3 declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing. From the top of our heads to the toes of our feet. From inside out and outside in, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural greatness right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Matthew 15, 20. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. You thank you, Lord, for your healing. We remember you, Lord. Oh, visualize. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance. This is my new gift I'm giving you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for your healing, Jesus. Thank you for your healing, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our heart. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, bring me into remembrance that we may be justified. And we are justified by the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus, glory to God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, replaces, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. Every foul spirit that would like to attach itself to us. Every evil work would like to attach itself to us. We thank you, Lord, for disposing of that. Destroy it in Jesus' name. What else do you want to say? Father God, we remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. And because of who you are, because of whose we are, and because of what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, saints in the image of God, who love integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to whom was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1:24-25.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. More of the Lord. More of the Lord. My heart desires more of the Lord. More of the Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
What are you going to say? There is a special anointing in this place today. A yoke to be broken. The breath of the Lord is a blowing upon your situation and your circumstance.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. As it is spoken, so let it be done in Jesus' name. And Father God, allow signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to follow in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Pastor Peaches,
hallelujah.
I know I called your name out.
Hallelujah.
A lot.
Thank you.
I know people around the world have heard of Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
I need to ask you another question.
Yes.
What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Barry.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Thank you.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground for the help of God. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly. But I seize it with all the strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, deal with the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Saying the Lord God rebuke you in Jesus' name. We curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And again, Lord, we give you the glory.
Yes.
We give you the honor. We give you the praise.
Praise. Hallelujah.
And we bless your name.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
And the church there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Before I go on any further, Pastor Peaches, I think it would be good for you to read the suggestions. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The addresses.
Yes, thank you.
Which are suggestions for you to read later on. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read the hallelujah. The addresses on today.
Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, St. Mark 4, verses 8 and verse 14, 8, verse 8 and verse 11, Galatians chapter 6, 7. And Matthew chapter 13, verses 8 and 25.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Just for a few minutes that I have left, I want to share it with you. We're going to do part two of this, you know that.
Hallelujah. You go ahead, Ted.
What you do comes back to you.
Come on now.
The truth.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
What you do.
What you do.
Comes back to you.
Comes back to you.
Tell another neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
What you do.
What you do.
Comes back to you.
Comes back to you.
About 500 years ago, some Aborigines in Australia and New Zealand developed a weapon. It was also a tool. And when they threw it, it would do what it do. Let it do what it do. And then it would come back. They had a name for that. They called it the boomerang.
Yeah.
It started out as a weapon.
It was a weapon to kill enemies and to kill game so they could live.
Yeah.
So it was a weapon of life and death.
Mm-hmm.
100 years later, in America, it became a toy for children called the boomerang.
Yeah.
Again, what you do comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Under the general heading of what you do, it's what you think, what you speak, and the way you walk. It's going to come back to you. Because everything say or do comes back to you.
Amen.
But it comes back to you in a special way. Read that faith scripture.
Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over.
Amen.
Shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
What you do
comes
back to you.
Yes.
You can do good, or you can do evil.
Okay.
But it's still going to come back to you.
Amen.
But it's not going to come back to you the same way you put it out.
Amen.
It's going to come back to you multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
It's a boomerang, y'all.
Amen.
But I didn't even want to shake your table, but Hallelujah. Read another scripture.
Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
What you do comes back to you. It's either life or death. There's no third option, is there?
Nope.
It says life and death.
Nope. One or the other.
One or the other. Thank you. You must understand that. You can spout life out of your mouth, or you can spout death. That's why when I talk to people and I tell them, okay, testify or you share, I don't want you to describe what the devil is doing, because that's death.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me what God is doing,
because
that's life.
Yeah.
Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
Whew, glory to God. What you do comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you another story. There was a man named John.
Mm.
He was sent by God to bless folk.
Hallelujah.
He was sent by God as a forerunner.
Mm-hmm.
He was born September 26, 1774.
Hallelujah.
Not the same John y'all were thinking about.
Amen.
He died March 18, 1845.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did, he pioneered a whole industry.
Mm-hmm.
He did it so much that they changed his name. His name was John Chapman. But they started calling him Johnny Appleseed.
Yes.
He planted seeds in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Ontario, in what is now northern counties of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine hundreds of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And there's still apple trees. Mm-hmm. They planted seeds. They still get our fruit today.
Wow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Read another scripture.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked.
Okay, what scripture is that? You tell them what scripture you read.
Galatians 6:7.
Okay, good. All right, go ahead again.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Whatsoever. What does whatsoever mean?
Whatsoever. Everything.
Everything. You sow.
Yeah.
Again, you got to understand what I'm saying. What you think,
mm-hmm.
what you speak,
mm-hmm.
and the way you walk are seeds that are planted in your garden. What you do comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19. So he said, whatsoever you gonna sow, you're gonna reap. What you do comes back to you, but it ain't going to come. When you plant a seed
mm-hmm.
at a tree crop, it just don't have one apple on it.
Amen.
Apple
Amen.
Seed.
Amen.
You got a whole bunch of apples up there. You get a bushel of apples.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can make apple pie, apple cobbler,
mm.
apple juice, apple cider. Hallelujah. Yeah. Fried apples, baked apples.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And you take an apple and take it to school, give it to the teacher. And then guess what? Next season, you go back to the same tree, it got more apples on it.
Uh-huh.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow, but multiply.
Yeah.
You got to watch out what you say out
mm.
your mouth.
Amen.
You got to watch out what you think.
Amen.
You don't saute, marinate, ruminate, meditate, focus on the negative.
Amen.
You can have what you say.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Mm.
What you do comes back to you.
Multiply.
Amen. You think,
Amen.
You speak, and you actually perform
Amen.
Or you walk.
Amen.
Will come back to you.
Amen. Mm.
Who should keep it in the
Glory to God.
We're brought to the No Name Motel in New Jersey. You live in Baltimore. And you go with, hallelujah, Minister So-and-so.
Mm.
And y'all sneak into the hotel.
Mm. The motel.
The No Name Motel. And by the time you get back to Baltimore, headline. Pre-sale court in the No Name Motel in New Jersey. The seed you sow.
That's right. It's all on your social media. It's about time to get back.
It's the crop you grow. What you do comes back to you.
Amen.
Really.
Amen.
And it comes back multi.
Amen. Mm-mm.
Read me another scripture.
Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.
I told folks, your house is on fire. You took up the phone, ping, 911. Yes, can I have your emergency? Yes, the house is on fire. Well, I suggest you get out. We'll send the fire department.
Okay.
The fire department comes, and they throw the fire on your house in order to save it.
Uh-huh.
Your house has got burned up that much faster than that. Now, read that scripture 15:1 again.
A soft answer turneth away wrath.
Somebody's up in your grill
mm.
giving you four, telling you where to go and what to do when you get there. And you get down on their level.
Mm-mm.
And you give them back what they're giving you. Because you got to get them before, and while they're getting you and gotten you and all that, whatever the deal says.
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh. Because what's the second part of that verse? Grievous words, what?
Stir anger.
You, it's like pouring gasoline on the fire. You got a fire. You go and put some water on the fire. But instead of putting water on the fire, you put gasoline. What's going to happen?
A bigger fire.
Big fire.
A bigger fire.
Mm-hmm. What you do comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture real quick.
Ephesians 4:29-32.
Oh, yes.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit.
Well, stop right there. Stop. If it's coming out of your mouth, it must be in your heart. So you got to have some good stuff in your heart.
Amen.
Any bad stuff, get it out of there.
Amen.
Because it don't belong in you.
Amen.
So go ahead and do that.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
Come on now.
Whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Come on now.
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ has forgiven you.
You say, but you don't understand what they did.
Mm.
You got to do what Christ did. To be Christ-like.
Amen.
He up on the cross. So been crucified. Nails and all that kind of stuff. Beat him all night long, spat on him. You know, the first thing he said, the priest, what, the seven last words?
Mm.
The first phrase he uttered was, Father, forgive
them. Amen.
They don't know what they do. You are a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
You are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross because the Godhead is in you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You carry the anointing of Almighty God in you. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. The Bible says, God is righteous to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you. Folks in trouble when they mess with you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. They show up.
So it's incumbent upon you to realize, I don't have to get back at them.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy got them.
Mm.
I remember one show, I think it was Deliverance from Eva,
uh-huh.
And Eva was just trying to give some instruction to the pastor about how to
bless it. Yes.
And pastor said, thank you, but
I got this.
Yeah. God got it. You don't have to touch matters in your own hands.
Amen.
Because you're going to mess yourself up. Proverbs says, you dig a ditch for somebody else, you're going to fall in the ditch.
Amen.
You roll a stone trying to hit somebody, they're going to make a U-turn to come back and hit you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let it alone. Give it to God. Because what you do, multiply y'all. Hallelujah. I've got to stop here because I know we're off the air now.
Hallelujah.
Let's see. Give me one more scripture. Y'all want one more scripture?
Yes. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Amen. Look here.
Thank you, Jesus.
When doing good, you know, blessing those that curse you and do bad stuff to you. Pray for them.
Amen.
Taking them before the Father God. Giving them a lunch. You know, putting some flowers on it. Giving them a jar of candy. You know, all that kind of stuff. Very good to them.
Hallelujah.
Don't get weary in doing that.
Amen.
They may rebuff what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what you do
comes back to you.
But it doesn't come back like it, you sent it.
Amen.
It's heaped up,
shaking
together, and running over.
Amen.
In other words, it's going to be multiplied.
That's right. Amen.
I've got to stop here and stay tuned for Wednesday for part two.
Stop. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings, following the word that went forth.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that you are ministering to your people. You're giving them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in their lives. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And everyone said,
Amen.
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
You can do
hallelujah, all hallelujah, hallelujah.